This is Mindanao Times Headline News.
Today is Saturday, October 2, 2021, and these are the headlines. Authorities logged a total of 50,693 violators of the health and safety protocols, with 2,427 cases filed since the start of the implementation of the general community quarantine with heightened restrictions. The latest data of the Davao City Police Office, according to Colonel Kirby John Kraft, law enforcers apprehended a total of 185 violators for the liquor ban, 8,040 for curfew, and 12,918 violators for social distancing or mass gathering. The data covered the period from July 16 to September 28, 2021. Kraft said that the respondents will be charged for violating the Republic Act 1133-2 or the Mandatory Reporting of Notifiable Diseases and Health Events of Public Health Concern Act. In other news, the city raffled off prizes during the Bakuna Nights set at 5 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. on Friday, October 1 at the San Roque Elementary School Vaccination Hub. According to the City Information Office, residents may win any of the raffled items during the vaccination rollout designed for Davaoenos 18 years old and above, whether they have scheduled appointments or walk-ins. Those interested must bring DQR, valid ID, and ball pin. The quarantine status of Davao City has been eased to regular general community quarantine from October 1 to 31, 2021, Presidential Spokesperson Secretary Harry Roque said on Thursday, September 30. This was based on the recommendation of the Interagency Task Force. According to Roque, the city will be joined by other local government units under regular GCQ in Davao Region, such as Davao Oriental and Davao del Sur. However, the provinces of Davao Occidental, Davao del Norte, and Davao de Oro will be placed under GCQ with heightened restrictions. In sports, the Philippine Sports Commission will name the best 50 entries for the Zumbarangay Pilipinas Solo Exercise On-Cam Challenge in the upcoming webisode of Rise Up Shape Up this Saturday, October 2, 2021. The top 50 entries will be selected by a panel of judges composed of international experts in the field of fitness and dance sports. Judging will be based on form and style, vigor and energy, and creativity and originality. The selected entries will advance to the third qualifying round and will receive a cash prize of 1,000 pesos each. Last April, the PSC launched the nationwide Zumbarangay campaign with one of its goals to provide opportunity for all the women and girls to have an active lifestyle during the community quarantine period. You are listening to the audio edition of the Mindanao Times. Eternal vigilance is the prize of freedom. For more stories, log on to www.mindanaotimes.com.ph. This is Deborah Uson for the headlines.